Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another Halloween season edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by the great Pumpkin Todd Loya.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
So, we're here tonight to talk the brand new Netflix original movie, Vampires vs. the Bronx, which is from director Osmani Rodriguez. And this one follows a group of young friends from the Bronx fight to save their neighborhood from gentrification and vampires. All right, so we'll get right into it. This one, few unusual things about it. Zoe Saldana's in it for like a minute, which is kind of random and weird.
Someone called in a favor.
Yeah, I was going to say it felt like favor territory. Definitely not a Zoe Saldana movie. So the kids are very likable. That's one plus. They're very, you can root for them. This movie's kind of stuck somewhere between like a Nickelodeon original and a more serious vampire flick. It's like somewhere in between there, but it's, for the most part, this one's pretty family friendly.
Basically like a modern Monster Squad.
Yes. Unfortunately, it is no Monster Squad for me anyways, but,
I wonder why.
No, fair. Shut up, Todd. God damn. Jesus Christ. It's no Monster Squad. If you want to be on the record of saying like this is a Monster Squad, that's great.
I think it is
squad back there.
I think it is a very fun modern take, and it does have the spirit of something like the Monster Squad. Do I prefer that? Of course I do. But I'm not here to compare it to that. I'm just saying that's the closest thing tonally that we have to it.
This is a very soft PG-13 though. Which is fine. You know, like I said, once I saw it, I was like, all right, this is going to be, a more kid friendly adventure type flick. It's probably like the couple like Nickelodeon things I've seen with my nieces and nephews. I think this is, a step above that. Some of the twists are pretty obvious, but it's good. The heart's there, but I also thought there were a few moments they could have tugged at the heartstrings a little bit more too. That was another thing that just was kind of lacking for me. But what say you, Pugs?
Well, we know that Netflix likes working with children since they make like a shitload of money. Because I really do think they only made this because Stranger Things. Let's try to mix that with Monster Squad and throw that shit in New York. It's an interesting concept. The gentrification thing annoys the shit out of me anytime I hear that. And like, guys... It's whatever, real estate. I did not care for the kids at first, but they did grow on me. But I think that's just New Yorkers in general.
I thought that was going to be a problem for me because I'm too West Coast. Yeah. But apparently, I have the least beef with the Bronx. And I popped hard for, of course, Method Man showing up. I was
going to ask you. They could have utilized him more.
I was waiting for him to show up at the end and do more.
He didn't have that much time. Like, he could have been in a favor. I honestly expected more dead-ass jokes. We get one boot. That was pretty funny. But I really don't have a problem with New Yorkers. It's just like the East Coast attitude can be a little much. And I think they actually could have used a little more in this one because like they let those vampire people get away a little too long without, checking a vamp. The parents were okay. I thought they cared for the kids. The kids, I did not like them at first, like I said, but they grew on me, and I was rooting for them.
Especially the girl, right, Pugs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not a fan. I like the main vampire lady. She was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hope we get more. I would like more of... maybe werewolves versus the Bronx now, because after this, by the time this movie was done, I was a fan of everybody, and I still want to hang out with these little kids. I just wish their accents were a little heavier.
Yeah.
I wanted a little more...
Puerto Ricans? Me too.
I wanted a little bit more... I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I truly got to know them. They were likable, but like, give me something in particular to root for them. And then there's one point where they
didn't get to groom them. We get it.
No.
I was gonna say his favorite must be the kid that was looking at the nudie stuff online because the mom saw the cookies.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like we they're likable, but there's at certain points where I thought they really were gonna bring the danger. Where I mean, it's not a spoiler to say obviously vampires have to be invited in, and there's a scene where for no reason the vampire kind of just reveals themselves. And I was like, it might have been some more tension if they had, I don't know, kidnapped somebody, something. Like
at that point, it was time to kick it off, though. That's like how we get into the finale.
Yeah, I get that. It just lacked the heart of something like better, like a Monster Squad. I did not get that out of this. It's a good watch. Like, I mean, it's one you'll probably enjoy maybe watching with your kids more than.
Well, since I'm the only one with a child here, I'm going to say don't take Dan's parental advice, period.
It's bloodless.
Okay, Dan, so is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm not showing my kid it yet. Yet.
I don't believe you, Todd.
But I say this is a good entry level, but I don't know if I'm going to recommend it to children yet, Dan. Okay. What you do to get him into your cave is on the
internet.
I'm just saying it's not time.
It depends how young, but I don't know.
Seven, you want to see the mystery?
Speaking as the only one with a child here.
7 or 8. I'd say you're probably good.
That's what Dan wants to give the children.
I mean, there's really no... I mean, you see vampires burst into ash, but that's kind of the extent of
it. I do love the fact that they get their information from another vampire movie. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blake.
Sure, yeah.
I didn't say the name, you fucker.
Well, doesn't matter.
God damn it, Dan. Hold on. I'm making note because Dan can't fucking not spoiler.
I don't think it's a big deal, but like, Dan, pay attention when I don't say a goddamn name.
You think Pugs magically forgot what movie it was?
Well, I didn't think that was a spoiler.
Look at me. He's a hero. You're
reminding me of a better movie is all. That's not always a good thing. But yeah, I mean, it is. It's never boring. There's a lot of action. There's, you know, actually a couple clever ways to take out vampires. Yeah, again, no blood, but I had fun with it. It's nothing new, also, but it's a decent time. It's above average for a more, let's just preteen. Is that okay? Like entry level horror film. I give this one a 3.
Okay.
Out of 5.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we finally said out of 5.
Yeah. Just right to you know, we can have new listeners, so it's scale. It's above average, but it's not fair.
Well, we're supposed to say out of 5 every show, but someone forgets to.
So I will give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Cool.
I'm a 4 out of 5. I think this is a great Halloween season movie. I mean, Dan's mad because it didn't have titties and shit, but
I wasn't getting titties, Todd. You can push the PG-13 a little bit more, though.
Well, it's not rated, so that doesn't matter.
I believe it actually said it was PG-13. Let me confirm.
Well, okay, confirm.
PG-13, yes.
All right.
So it does have
now, Todd, I'd probably be a terrible babysitter because I would show a 3-year-old this, or just have it on. I don't think register it, but I'd probably do that with other movies too. So
yeah, no.
Yeah.
But would I be wrong in like, it's on? They're just sitting there chilling.
I tend to go with if they pay attention.
Okay. Don't raise your kids to be pusses. God damn it! Show the monster.
This is why Dan's not allowed on Fleshman Juniors.
I'm going to be totally behaved on Flesh Wound Juniors. Thank you very much.
Did you invite yourself again?
I can do PG Dan. PG Dan's awesome.
He
couldn't do that for Showgirls.
Yeah.
I already watched our Flesh Wound Juniors. I'm excited about that one.
Oh, well, you weren't invited, though, Dan.
I invited myself. God,
he's crashing the party.
I will change the shirt, which, by the way, and I got to show this to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Get your beard off, Krug.
Do I have to cover up the...
Don't mention it. Just let it go.
Okay. So, last house on the left. Covering up the boobs.
At least I don't have to blur it.
You see her there.
Because he's missing the nipple completely.
That's pretty cool, dude. They're animated boobs. They're probably good, but yeah. It's a cool shirt, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, spoiler talk time. We'll get into that now. So, if you do not wish for this to be spoiled, now would be a time to...
So, the movie they watched was Blade.
Thanks. I'm glad we saved that for the...
What is it? This is like...
Hold on. Wait. Spoiler warning. If you guys are still listening now, it's on you. You have been forewarned. There's the graphic. If you're listening, this is it. If you don't want to get it spoiled now more than it's already been.
So, Dan, the reason why I say vague is because there's a movie called Vampire in Brooklyn. It could have been that. It could have been The Lost Boys. There's a shitload of movies they can learn, like they can watch and learn some vampire shit for.
Because you know how you popped when it popped on? Now you took that away from other people.
And it's a simple thing to avoid, usually.
I don't think that would actually be funny if they watched Vampire in Brooklyn. Because my movie's not very good. I haven't even revisited it yet on Blu-ray, but yeah, of course it had to be
Blade. That was the point I was trying to make, sir.
I get the point. Vampiro Lesbos would have been hilarious.
That would have got you fucking excited. You would have got mad at me.
They just try and like grab a titty. Anyways.
Well, he went for it at the end.
Yeah, there you go. So, spoilers on this one. I will say the skateboard kill was actually pretty cool. I liked everybody in this. It has a pretty good cast. But, again, I just felt a lot was lacking. But the characters were likable enough. I enjoyed going on the journey. Any specific spoiler thoughts?
No, I didn't even think we needed one really for this show. But Dan just jumped into it.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so we did this whole spoiler thing for no reason because
Zoe Saldana croaks pretty fast.
That's good enough.
There you go.
One spoiler.
You could have had a spoiler had you avoided the Blade word.
My bad. All right. Yeah, they probably could have gotten Wesley Snipes in this. Holy shit. They track down Wesley.
We cannot have fantasy booking. Put it back in your pants, Dan. Let's wrap this thing up.
They get the real Wesley Snipes. That would have been... It would have been fucking... It would have been like a
Friday. All right. Four bugs.
This is awesome. All right. But first, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. That really helps us a lot. Also, support us on the social media bullshits. We're on them all, including Slasher, which
okay,
we're
no, I'm cutting off, Dan. Pugs.
Oh, it's totally
still
cool.
In your line.
Well, like Dan said, follow us on all social media bullshits. We are also on the Slasher app. That's brand new fucking horror app for people like us. Yeah, thanks for checking it out, and happy Halloween season, and we'll see you later.
That's what I said. Happy Halloween.
Say goodnight, Dan.
Good night.